This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Got him! 18 strikeouts for the Astros, and they win 4 in a row for the first time this year. 5-3 final. Hader has saved 15 consecutive games. Astros winning for the 17th time in the last 22 home games.
Well, Astros won today.
There it is. You heard it there. 18 strikeouts in this game as the Astros, they win at home. They sweep this little short two-game set with the A's. They win yesterday. They beat them down 11-1, and they win today 5-3. And a big win right there, two-game sweep right there, Clint. That little six-game set they had at home with the A's. And then the Mariners, they go 5-1. And now they are really climbing ahead in the AL West, and this has been a huge, huge homestand. And I still think, Clint, the biggest story, the biggest conversation right now is clearly, to me, what we saw from Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers, you know, someone we've been waiting on. When is he going to return, Clint? We've been waiting on, all right, now he's finally back. And will we see at all the guy that we're used to seeing? And today, you know, even though he got a no decision, even though he left the game trailing 3-2, he goes 6 innings, which is the most and the longest he has gone into a game since 2022, and damn sure within his first 5 starts being back. He gets 12 strikeouts against 1 walk, gives up 3 runs on 5 hits. Man, you'll take that and slam the butt every single time from Lance right now if he puts that together. This was a really big step, by far his best performance. And, Clint, you said this, and I'll pose it to you and the people, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Clint said, is Lance back? And I'll kind of couch it more to, are you at a place right now where you're comfortable? And I asked this last week. Are you at a place right now where you're comfortable to say, yep, I feel confident that Lance McCullers is a guy that's going to be fine in the rotation and someone we can depend on in the rotation. Have you reached that point with Lance?
I'm there, man. Lance, to me, Lance is back. Now, again, that doesn't mean he's back to his old form and he's back to who he was, you know, 1,000 days ago. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Lance McCullers is back and is a guy that I believe will contribute in a way in a five-man rotation to help these Astros win ball games and potentially in the playoffs. Not potentially. I think he'll help the Astros win in the playoffs. Now, that's barring injury, obviously. It's not up for debate. But I think what I've seen from Lance McCullers, had like just elite control of his pitches, was peacocking around with big time confidence. Was to me today, it was, and I know it was the A's, I know it was a struggling A's team, I get it, but the things that we've seen Lance struggle with in that short stint since the comeback, right, with some of the control issues, hitting batters, this, that, it just wasn't there today, man. I loved what I saw. I'm confident that he's going to be a guy that helps his team down the stretch win some ball games.
Today was a huge step, and the big thing is, and we'll get to some of the reasoning for this a little bit later. But first off, hey, he ain't got to look over his shoulder right now, Clint.
That's true.
There ain't no, all right, man, I gotta get in. There was a point there where Lance was coming back, Clint. You're thinking, all right, there is Wisniewski, who they like, who was getting off to a great start. Obviously, the big two and Hunter Brown and Framber aren't going anywhere. Spencer Arrighetti ended his season really well. You're confident, feel good about him. Ronel Blanco was potentially an all-star the first half of the year last year. It was good for you. There was a thought like, all right, man, Lance is going to have to fight for it. Oh, not now, Jack. Not with Wisniewski out for the year. Not with the setbacks of Luis Garcia. We haven't heard from Christian Javier yet. Haven't heard about J.P. French yet. And now, as we'll get to it, Ronel Blanco, the news with him having surgery and being out for the year with Tommy John. Now, Clint, he knows that he's going to get every opportunity, if not all the opportunities, to play, and now maybe he is in a calmer space. This was, to me, the most confident I've seen him, Clint, since he's been back. It looked like the swagger. There was always a feel, and I'm talking 2015 with Lance since the beginning. There was always a feel of, man, y'all can't touch me.
Yeah.
Like I'm about to come out here. I'm going to let y'all know about it. I'll throat slash. I'll smile. I'll look at you. I'll stare you down. I'm going to let you know about it that I'm in the building, and I ain't afraid, and I'm going after you. And that was, like, it felt like to me, Clint, this was the first time in the five starts he's had that we saw more of that and not trying to feel and search, trying to get comfortable and search, not confident in himself. He attacked these jokers. And then, yeah, he gave up a long home run. A couple of times, gave up a couple of balls off the wall. And had a text in earlier and say that ball was halfway up the wall on Altuve. He should have just played it off the wall. That ball was not halfway up the wall. Okay? That ball was not halfway up the wall. And I think
just an optical illusion.
I think maybe anyone else on the team that was playing out there's got a shot. Some don't have to leave their feet to stick their hands up to catch.
Well, the texter is right on one part of that text. Is his ass should have played it off the wall. I'm telling you, I'm dead serious. Altuve in left field. Anytime he feels dirt
to the
under
track
his
and
feet,
it's over his head, turn
you
around.
You touch the track, you hit the brakes, and you play it off. The, that's it. I feel the track under my feet.
Yeah, no. Turn
Tuve.
Hey, play it off the wall and throw that pitch to second base.
Really, really happy.
And you might hold him to a single. And if he tries to run, get his ass. I don't know who's going to be playing second to get the tag, but.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, no, seriously, though. You touch the warning track, just retreat, play it off the wall. Let's play it safe. You're not going to climb the wall. He's not comfortable around the wall, leaping, even if it's 4 inches. It was a rough day in left field for Altuve. But he has had two games where he hit two bombs in a game, though.
Yes. Also, other news in this game, Christian Walker, who scored a run today, he got hit in the hand, 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He stayed in and ran the bases and scored, but he was then taken out of the game. We'll wait to hear more from Joe Espada and company on that. So we'll see what he's dealing with there. But a right-hand throwing hand,
yeah,
is what hit him 96 miles an hour. And if you missed it, Ronel Blanco indeed does have Tommy John, and will have Tommy John surgery, and he'll have that on his elbow next week. So he's going to miss the remainder of this season. They're anticipating. I would like to move my own words in there. They're hopeful for him to return during the 2026 season. So that is the latest. Big win for the Astros. Big stretch here against these AL West teams. They take on the Rays. They've dropped that devil off, I believe. They take on the Rays coming up, and at Daikin. Tyler's going to be at the game tomorrow, apparently. They take on the Rays. So we'll see if they can handle them as well.
What did you mention, T, that the X-rays, I mean, not T, did you mention, Ron, that the X-rays were negative?
I did not.
Julia Morales. X-rays.
You were called the Rays, the X-rays for half a second.
X-rays were negative for Christian Walker, who was hit by a pitch on his right hand, via Julia Morales' Twitter.
I believe that so much more coming from Julia Morales. But it probably had to come from somebody with the Astros. So, well, hopefully he's good and he can get back and play in this series coming up against the Rays.
Kyle Tucker's shin X-rays were negative at first.
5 o'clock fire.
I have a comeback. Texans OTA started.
This is the Astros, people.
Started up today. That you would know. God, and I feel like that would usually be me that would say something like that. But the OTA started up today. You heard us talking a little bit about that with B. Scott. We'll talk about some more here coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. You'll hear Clint, who was there, his observations. But D'Amico Ryans, first day of camp, he gave his thoughts on the first day of OTAs and getting back in it. This is what D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, had to say when it comes to OTAs getting started here as his team finally meets back to get this season going.
First day of OTAs, we're very excited to get on the grass and actually be able to go against each other, compete in a controlled environment. Thought I got the guys did a really good job of handling the way we came out today. And so I told our guys, this is a great first day, great starting point. Now it's just about stacking days and getting better each day. I feel like we have the right guys with the right attitude who will do that.
All right, there it is. First day hearing from the head coach. And Clint, the interesting part here is they had pretty good attendance. As you said, CJ was there, didn't throw a lot. We saw Will Anderson there. Derek Stingley was there, involved practicing. We saw many of the guys there. Here are the ones who didn't attend. By the way, those of you scoring at home, Laramie Tunzel did not attend Washington Commanders OTAs day one.
I thought you meant he did not attend this one.
He did not attend this one, nor did he. I've seen that text come through a lot. Did Laramie Tunzel attend that? Because, yes, I think people would have been smoking hot if he decided to attend the Washington Commanders. No, his ass didn't go to that one either. Him and Marshawn Lattimore and Terry McLaurin went ahead and set that one out. And, by the way, if you're wondering, we got people in here over there in Washington a little bit upset about that. Over our sister station, they said they got a problem with Laramie Tunzel skipping.
Imagine
so
that.
Good for them. Maybe they want some action. Go ahead and let us know. We'll jump on and let you know about what you're going to get from LT when it comes to that. But these are the guys, Clint, that did not attend the voluntary OTAs. Joe Mixon, now he has been seen walking around on a boot. This is according to Aaron Wilson. So that may be an issue why there. Dalton Schultz, CJ Gardner-Johnson, just newly acquired from the Eagles. Christian Harris. Jimmy Ward, who's had foot surgery, so that could be a factor. Brevin Jordan, ACL tear last season, that could be a factor. Danielle Hunter, Damian Pierce, and then the newly acquired Justin Watson. Now, we don't have any reasonings or understanding why these guys did not make it to camp today. Don't know. I know you said Henry Toa was somebody you didn't see out there. They could be rehabbing injuries. They could be inside. They could be in the facility somewhere. They could be gone and doing work on their own somewhere else. But those are the ones who didn't attend. And again, as I said, don't know exactly the reasoning why these guys weren't there. But I am surprised that of some of the names on the list here. I am a little bit surprised.
Yeah, look, I understand that there it's early. I understand that they've got other things going on, but I find it odd if guys find a way to not be on the field the first day that the media is out there to watch OTA. Seems like an interesting approach. But look, I mean, I don't give a damn what they do on the defensive side of the football. The majority of these guys know D'Amico's system. There's only so much that a defense can do, literally, to be completely honest with you. I'm not worried about C.J. Gardner-Johnson and his ability to communicate and play within the system. I'm not worried about any of these guys on the defensive side of the football. When I look at the offensive side, if guys are injured, unless they're in the hospital and, like, fresh off surgery and down because they don't want swelling to come up, in my opinion, it would be nice to have them on the field, especially on the offensive side of the football, where you've had, like, you're the X factor or the wild card with this team going to a damn AFC championship or a Super Bowl. The defense, the defense is in a spot where they're going to be a Super Bowl caliber, deep run caliber type of defense. Offensively, they got to get it together. And so when you look up, there's no Joe Mixon, there's no Damian Pierce, your top two running backs are not there. There's no Dalton Schultz, there's no Brevin Jordan. The top two tight ends aren't there. That kind of stuff. Justin Watson, for whatever reason, a receiver that to hear some people talk in the organization, he's a guy they're kind of leaning on to be there. It's an interesting look that those guys aren't there, and those guys aren't getting those reps. Whether they're mental reps, whether you're injured and you can't go and you can stand behind the huddle like C.J. Stroud did, kind of standing back there watching, hearing the play call. If you're injured, that's fine. Not necessarily participating, but to not be a little bit more on the front line is interesting offensively for me.
Yeah.
And that, look, again, there may have been some guys that were there on the other sideline that I couldn't see. There may have been, you know, some stuff that they did earlier on. I got there a tad bit late, but I'm just telling you what I saw. I'm a little bit – like, I expected from D'Amico.
There's a couple of names on here. Damian Pierce, I would expect that he would be there. To me, he is somebody that I think loves ball, and I'm shocked.
Well, look, if we're
there's got to be a reason for that.
We're talking a new offense. We're talking a new terminology is what Nico Collins said. We're talking about new voices. There's a lot of newness, man. To miss the opportunity, for whatever reason, to miss an opportunity to get reps within the system, whether they're physical reps or mental reps, is a wasted day. Now, some of them may have justified, like Brevin Jordan coming off an ACL tear last season. Like, to me, that's like, hey, man.
Jimmy Ward, broken foot, same thing.
No, but I'm talking about, like, we're at a point now to where I understand you got treatment, I understand you got those things, but I mean,
you need to get in.
There's a practice going on out here, and we're installing a new offense. Like, those are valuable, really, really valuable reps. Now, I understand it's not mandatory, so a lot of maybe the coaches, maybe the organization doesn't feel like they can say, hey, guys, y'all's ass out here on the field. It's where we need you out here. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. I just, when you listen to what D'Amico says, and he is, there is no doubt, and I love D'Amico for it. I love D'Amico's take on offseason, by the way, of like, hey, man, these are valuable reps. Once they're gone, you can't get them back. Everybody needs these reps. Everybody, you know, everybody's invited kind of deal. He makes it loud and clear, like he wants guys out there. So, you know, just I would have expected that attendance to be a little bit different.
The ones that jumped at Schultz, Harris, and Pierce, those are the ones that jump out where it's like, man, you know, you would think in their mind, like, those guys, you would think those are guys that you really would be
worth. Not a major deal, but definitely worth noting. You got C.J. Stroud, who for whatever reason can't go, but he is there in the middle of everything, coaching and learning and getting used to the terminology. I don't know why that wouldn't be the best idea for everybody.
And like we said, that there may be honest, real reasons that make sense why they aren't in attendance, but those are the names that jumped out where you're like, oh,
we've said this before. I just think we're too lenient on that stuff. Like, there's, unless you are literally down because a swelling in your foot or you've got a family issue that you can't make it. I mean, there's really no, like, I've got treatment or I had this injury last year. I'm still recovering from this. It's that's really, in my opinion, it's not an excuse not to attend.
All right, let's hear your. You were there. You got to put your eyes on this thing. And those of you just jumping in, let's get your assessment of things, your view. What did you see? What jumped out to you day one at OTAs? That's coming up next, right here live.
On 610 with Pendergast to rock the show.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in. Hey, by the way, just letting you all know, I just saw some people on the text line wondering about it. Coming up on Friday, as we will get going, stop nine of our 610 Crawfish Circuit comes to you on Friday on the 30th, the last one of May at the Crafty Crab out in Houston. Come on down and hang out with us. Thank you for the support. And it is supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. You can win prizes each and every hour. You can win the grand prize, which is a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser Bud Light for a year. So come on out, hang out with us on Friday at the Crafty Crab. The Crafty Crab. It'll be a good time. Good time. Come hang out with us.
Always is. I passed one of their locations today. I don't think it's the one that we're going to be at, but I passed one of their locations today, man. Nice. Looks like a nice joint.
Does it? Never been there. Never been there. Fundren Road, right there. Or Foundren Road, excuse me. When I say Fundren?
I think it's
Foundren.
You were close to the first.
Foundren Road?
Fondren.
Fondren. What did I say?
Foundren.
He's 0 for 2. That's all right.
What did I say the first time?
A little lost in Foundren.
Foundren, put a U in there.
Sorry, man.
Fundren.
I got your back.
Fundren.
Fondren.
Fundren.
All right, Fondren.
Fundren.
All right, I can't help.
Fondren.
Is that my boy Ron?
No, come on out and hang out with us as we'll have a good time coming up on Friday. Crafty Crab should be a good time. Stop 9. I think we'll have a couple more after that.
We got 10, don't we?
10, maybe 11. 10, I know for 10 for a fact. All right, what were your notes? What were the things that you saw at Texans OTA today? Well, practice one.
I think one big thing was obviously CJ Stroud was not getting reps, but I have confirmed that there's nothing out of the ordinary. There's just, you know, there's some load management, I think is what's probably safe to based on what I've been told, it was, you know, some load management. Don't look too much into, you know, guys that aren't necessarily participating on a daily basis, which I don't know how you don't at this point in time with this particular offense and the newness around the players. But C.J. Stroud did. I mean, he was there. I did not see C.J. Stroud throw a ball.
Yeah.
But he was there, involved, very involved, getting better, getting mental reps. And so just – that goings on, I guess, with the quarterback is I think the first takeaway. You know, the other part of this thing is the O-line. I think the O-line is going to be the big talking point. It has been the big talking point since the struggles last year. They will continue to be a big talking point moving forward. But now rubber's starting to meet the road. You're able to see some of these guys. You know, it looked to me, and I did not see the run walkthrough thing that they did with the team early on, where you've seen it reports that the O-line was kind of shuffled up. When I was there, what I was able to gather from all the team periods that I saw is you got Cam Robinson at left tackle, you got Juice Scruggs and Lakin Tomlinson competing at the left guard position. You got Jarrett Patterson and Jake Andrews competing at the center position. You got Titus Howard at right guard, and you got Blake Fisher at right tackle. And the other offensive lineman of note there, Ariante Erstery, the offensive lineman that they drafted this year, he was playing the second spot at left tackle, getting run over there. So that's really kind of how I saw it playing out. You know, the guard in the center position, who was first, who was second, I don't know. They were rotating in pretty heavy. Right there, but I like what I saw offensively. I think knowing that Titus Howard is going to play right guard and Juice Scruggs is going to compete with Lakin Tomlinson and whoever else they bring in at that left guard position, that all makes a hell of a lot of sense. I mean, if you get what you expect out of Juice Scruggs, which I think he's a better guard than center, which it looks like that's what he's going to do. May change tomorrow, but it looks like that's what he's going to do. If that guy steps up and can kind of take the next step and be your left guard, and you got Titus at right guard, Jarrett Patterson at center, and you got Fisher and Big Cam Robinson at tackle with Ariante Erstery able to swing to right tackle or left tackle, I think you're in a really good spot. So seeing that group on the field, to me personally, I was a little more encouraged than I thought I was going to be. I like Titus Howard at guard. By the way, I don't know This is just a visual, and I don't know if it's because he was wearing baggier pants than everybody else, but Tytus Howard looks like he's put on a little bit of weight. Tytus Howard
Maybe
looks like he's
to play for
yeah.
Us.
I don't know if that's weight room. I don't know if that's diet. I don't know what, but it may be just the loose pants. I don't know. He's always been taller than most, but in my mind, he's always looked like a tackle. He today, for some reason, he looked like he was maybe a little bit heavier and be sitting at a little heavier for guard. But either way it goes, he's on the right side, not the left side.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise to me. I think we figured he'd be playing one of the guard spots.
Mm-hmm.
I think we thought left guard, since that's where he is.
That's where we've seen him
moved most of the time. But they decided to go to right guard, which, as you said, makes sense. That's the side of the ball he is lined up on.
Well, they've seen enough of him, both on the right side of the football and the left side of the football, to know he's either going to play better right-handed or left-handed. You know, that is ultimately what this comes down to. Where is he most comfortable? Where does he feel the best? Where he can be more effective? And I would imagine that they've seen enough of both to know, hey, it's the right side. And it's right guard.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So that makes perfect sense. I don't think Juice Scruggs has played enough football at the pro level for you to pigeonhole him either side or center kind of deal. It looks like he's a guard. Looks like he's going to be the left guard at this point. We'll see how that unfolds.
I think him playing on the right side and Andrews and Patterson being the center.
Yeah.
That being the center option. That one kind of surprised me a bit.
Which, again, I don't mind, right? I mean, I thought Juice Scruggs is a better guard than center. I thought Jarrett Patterson is a guy that they could potentially settle in with as a starting center. And then you look at Jake Andrews comes in. There's a New England background there, so clearly he's familiar with Nick Cayley, the offensive coordinator. He's familiar with Cole Popovich, the offensive line coach. Whatever terminology, whether it's small or large, whatever terminology change has been, you would think that Blake Andrews, being a communicator at the center position, Jake Andrews, the center position, would be a guy that would know the terminology, if it is indeed new terminology, which will really help the other guys. Along the way, it'll help those guys learn it and communicate it and be able to communicate it. As well as, I've said this a million times, man, and I know it contradicts what the messaging you're hearing coming out of the building as it pertains to O-line. I like the fact that you've got centers, you got guards, and you got tackles, right? I don't believe the best case scenario is, boy, if my left guard gets hurt, let me take my right tackle and slide him down there. Now I got a less, you know, in theory, you got a lesser guard and you got a lesser tackle because one guy got hurt. So I love the thought of, hey, if Jake Andrews is the backup and Patterson goes down, you slide a center that you trust that can communicate. You slide him into the center position. Everything else stays the same. That looks like what they're building here, Ron. Again, it can change tomorrow. We'll see. But it looks like what they're building here is, if a tackle gets hurt, you're going to get a tackle. Now, it may be a swing tackle, but you're going to get a tackle, right? And if a guard gets hurt, you're going to get a guard. Yeah. If a center gets hurt, you're going to get a center. Like, it's not going to be a compounding, a ripple effect of, boy, you got two lesser players because one guy went down. I think that's the best way to approach O-line play, and we'll see if they can build that. But it looks like that's what the intentions are.
We'll see if they stick kind of with that. We'll see, tomorrow would be interesting if we see him moving from different positions. I would hope that, all right, Titus, you're going to be at the right guard spot, and that's the spot you're going to take on. I would have assumed Cam Robinson's that too. Ariante Ursary, I thought, would be somebody that had a chance to maybe play right away, but maybe not. You want him to be the left tackle, keep him over there to learn that position. Obviously, there may be some right tackle he may have to play, but I do like the thought of, all right, this is the plan. This is how we see things, right?
Yeah.
Because I would imagine this is, I'd be surprised. I know what D'Amico said. I'd be surprised if this was a situation where they kind of moved different things around, tried to find different combinations. I think they have in mind the combination that they want, which I think most coaching staffs do. And I would hope that's what we start to see them try to build upon.
Well, I'll tell you what I like is that at each position, look, I believe there's real competition at center and guard, at left guard. At each one of those positions, you've got a player that you know exactly who they are. You know who Jarrett Patterson is,
yep,
right? You know who Juice Scruggs is. You know those guys through and through. Now, if somebody you brought in to compete with them pushes them to the limit and is literally better than them, then so be it. But I feel like they've got a really good gauge of who those guys are. And again, that holds true at every position, right? So We'll see how those two competitions play out. We'll see how they end up, adjusting tomorrow. If you go out there tomorrow and Titus Howard is at left guard and Juice Scruggs is at center, and
now I'll be like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, Ursary's at right tackle. Now all of a sudden you're like, whoa.
We got to learn new terminology, new offense, and we're about to just you know, switch around.
Right. So it'd be hard to make sense of that.
I don't think that's the right. I think they know.
One other thing, you know, I think on the offensive side of the football, the John Metchie being the guy that gets a lot of run today. I mean, look, it was John Metchie, Nico Collins, and Christian Kirk were out there when they first started. Nico and Christian got subbed in pretty quick, but Metchie stays out there, gets more run with the younger guys. It looks like John Metchie is going to be a guy once again that is going to get just every opportunity to win a spot on his team.
I want to hear a little bit more of that because as you said, he was the third receiver we were seeing out there, the third one were seeing out there.
Yeah.
I got to hear a little bit more of that because I understand Kirk and Nico, but not John Metchie. We'll discuss that coming up next, as well as we'll win you some money, get you some cash here as T-Mill's best bets are coming up next. But before we get there, guys, as America's leading business lender, Bank of America is on your corner and they're in your corner as well with over $6 billion in business loans and more than 120 business specialists right here in the great city of Houston. They help businesses thrive so communities prosper. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/localbusinesses. Bank of America, official bank of FIFA Cup World Cup 2025, Bank of America Corporation.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rights reserved.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Your chance to win a little cash coming up in here in just a bit as Texans All Access will follow us. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they'll get you ready for right in their reaction to day ones of OTAs, their observations, a little news and notes coming from Vandy and John Harris. You know, boy, John Harris, I bet he was out there.
Johnny was in it now. Johnny's in it. I heard him talking a little yesterday after our show on Texans
seven.
All Access, talking a little bit about, you know, what he expects to see. So we'll definitely get observations from Vandy and Mark Harris. Johnny Harris, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and also behind them, Area 45 live and local. Sure, we'll hear about the Astros and what they're doing. Also OTAs today as well. I'm sure you hear a lot of the news of the day coming from them as well, as they will bring it to you right after Texans All Access, 7 to 11, the best late-night sports talk show here in Houston. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. And as I said here, coming up momentarily, your chance to win a little cash. Now, Tyler's done pretty well, made a little cash today with the Astros. He's going to go Western Conference Finals, do a little basketball for you tonight as OKC takes on the T-Wolves. That'll be a lot to do with a little money making, and he did pretty good yesterday. All right, he had six on the table, won four of them yesterday, and looked pretty good. So stay tuned for that as he is sitting after one day, short week, 66%. See if he can add to that and make you a little cash on T-Mill's best bets. Coming up next. All right, you said this, which intrigued me, that, like, hey, who's going to be the third person, right? We're sitting there saying, all right, let's see where Higgins is. Let's see. Higgins seems to be the guy that has the body type that makes the perfect sense to be the receiver that's on the outside opposite of Nico Collins. You sit, you know, Christian Kirk in between them, maybe Dalton Schultz tight end, whatever. But it seems like you got two marquee outside receivers. And today, as you saw, the one reps, Davis Mills was the one pulling the trigger, being that CJ didn't do any throwing. But when you walked out there, right, you said you saw Nico, you saw Christian Kirk, but the third guy was not Higgins, was not Xavier Hutchinson, who you would think would even fit that even more. It was John Metchie, the former second-round pick, Clint, was out there as the third receiver, which you were talking about a little bit on the other side, but that is That is intriguing to me because it feels like you have two slots out there playing two spots, and there's only one slot position out there.
Well, we don't have any idea exactly what Nick Caley's offense is going to look like, right? Is it going to be the interchangeable, everybody does everything, or is it truly going to be some outside receivers, and you've got a slot, a true slot, and you've got a couple of guys that can handle that duty. Today, it wasn't necessarily slot versus outside as much as just it seemed like John Metchie, of all the veterans, it seemed like John Metchie was getting consistent reps. Nico and Christian were kind of in and out pretty quick, and it just seemed like John Metchie was in the game quite a bit once again. And look, that's fine. To each their own. We'll see how Metchie can take the opportunity and run with it. It just seems like, I think one question going into this year, especially when you draft two receivers, two of the top three draft picks that you have this year, the question is how patient are they going to be with some of these other guys, the Xavier Hutchinsons, the John Metchies? How patient are they going to be with those guys, and how quickly are they going to bring along the young guys, right? We'll see. It looks like, based on one day, but it does look like John Metchie, as has been the case, leading up the last couple of years, it looks like John Metchie is going to get every opportunity to win a job once again.
Yeah. It's just when you say that, it felt like I wonder how much we will see, and you just brought that up, how much we will see in game a John Metchie and Christian Kirk on the field together. Like, if there are multiple, like, how many times we'll see those two. Those two seem like they feel the same role out here. And I know Nick Caserio said that Christian Kirk is a guy that has some versatility, can play inside out. Talked about how he played outside at Arizona and had some success there. But it would seem like when they drafted certain guys, they made sense for fits for this group, and that's why we were saying, boy, John Metchie, it's gonna be a tough sell for him to kind of get through there.
Look, I think if Christian Kirk ends up playing an outside receiver, like enough to where, I'm not talking about in hybrid formations he ends up out there, but I'm talking about enough to where it matters, where we notice, it's only because something's missing, right? It's only because you have to. Look, they're taking, or at least what they're saying is they're going to take the best five offensive linemen that they can put out there instead of having, hey, we got these guards, these centers, this tackles, this is what we're going to work with. You know, the wide receiver position has been very similar under Bobby Sloak. It's just everything's interchangeable. I would be shocked. Like Nico Collins, again, you can do whatever you want with Nico Collins, but as you look over a larger sample size, Nico Collins is going to be a boundary receiver, period. Right, you look over a larger sample size, Christian Kirk's going to be a slot receiver. He's not an outside receiver. If you're doing that, it's because somebody else is not performing. Somebody else is hurt. You don't have the guys, right? It can't be the case, right? And then you look at it, Metchie is not proven that he can be a starting outside receiver, a starting outside receiver in this game, in this league. Again, if John Metchie is having to start outside at the wide receiver position, then it's because Higgins didn't pan out. It's because Xavier Hutchinson isn't a guy that can create any level of separation out there, right? So I still believe that they're going to go to a more specialized wide receiver group versus just the everybody does everything. I think a question as we go through the offseason here, as we get into training camp, is what is John Metchie's role? We've seen them be very, very patient with John Metchie. He seems to get more opportunity than everybody else, unless it's Nico or unless it's Steph Diggs kind of thing. And I wonder how long that's going to play out. Yeah. We'll see.
No, that's fair. We'll see how things go. Day two tomorrow, mm-hmm. We'll see how different that looks. Well, hopefully CJ is on the field. Then I will wonder. He talked about Brandon Scott, talked about a little injury potential thing. I wonder if we don't just, if the plan is CJ not throwing at all this week, that will be interesting, installing a new offense and new parts. All right, Tyler, let's win the folks some money here. Go ahead and get us T-Mill's best bet.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Started off on the right foot last night.
There you go.
Hit 4 of 6, hit all three of the Astros bets, most of which were hit really by like the fourth or fifth inning. But we're going to switch it up tonight. Going to switch over to some hoops since the Astros played some afternoon baseball and got that dub. We got the Thunder and the Timberwolves in action for the Western Conference Finals this evening, and I got five bets for you tonight in this game. Very player prop heavy here. Mm. Four of the five are going to be player props for you. If you miss any of these, go to the Twitter at TMILRealDeal where I have it posted. First, I am on the Minnesota Timberwolves with some points. T-Wolves plus +8. The line's been holding there pretty good all day. I like the T-Wolves plus +8 tonight. Not saying they win this thing outright, but I think it'll be close. Then I got SGA under 33.5 points.
Ooh.
That one's a tough one. Literally 1 point lower. If it was listed at 32.5, I probably wouldn't have touched it. I know that can seem silly, but just follow the money. Put some in your pocket. SGA under 33.5 tonight. Then, the Bald Mamba. The Aggie himself, the great Alex Caruso. The
Bald Mamba.
Over 8.5 points for the Bald Mamba, Alex Caruso. That is a lock. I have hit his over points multiple times this season. Last two here for you real quick. The stick figure known as Chet Holmgren. Under 8.5 rebounds tonight. We have won money on that if you've been following Best Bets for long. And then lastly, soft-ass Rudy Gobert. Under also 8.5 rebounds for him at a bit worse odds than old stick figure Chet. But those are your five best bets for tonight between the Thunder and T-Wolves. Ron, Clint, any of those you love? Any of those you just hate?
I would not even touch SGA. He's just so liable to go off.
That's no fun.
Or... I just know, boy, that's just a number. You're like, I can clearly see him getting 34 points. He's just, nobody has scored it easier than he does. Caruso, you have. He's not in eclipse. He has been able to get around the 9-10 mark a lot in this series, but he's so tight with it. I don't know about that one. Rudy, I love that one. I don't know that Rudy's going to play enough to get those rebounds just because defensively they end up having to take him off.
That's the one I would like is Rudy Gobert. I mean, I don't even, there's a good chance he don't play enough to get 9.
Yeah, to have that opportunity. They got to take him off the floor. I like the Rudy one. You got a couple, boy, that they are dicey, but that's why they pay you the big bucks.
You are correct. Let's ride.
You're up today. All right, well, good for you. All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Area 45 following them. Shout out to Brandon Scott, who joined us with his Texans report. Clint, fantastic job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Left field was not meant for the lollipop.
Hey, man, if he was 30, he'd have caught that, man. That's when he had his hops, man.
Oh, yeah, his cords was off.
Had his hops,
it wasn't
man.
Just
he
his timing, his thing. Cords was off, man.
He caught that damn thing. He'd have had his hops. By the way,
hit two bombs yesterday, though.
I do. Hey, I'm in a good space.
That never crossed my mind,
you
pervert.
When you said it yesterday, I thought that's exactly. What are we doing?
Anybody need any throat coat? I got it for you. Boy, yeah. Your throat is giving
and if
you
anybody's looking for the Stroh goat, Tyler's got that one.
He's got it too.
All
got
four feet
well.
Of him.
Really, really happy.